It's open air on the Rhythm and News service of Jefferson Public Radio, also streaming live online at ijpr.org. I'm Eric Thiel. We've got another great live session for you. Joining me in the JPR studios is the band Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. Welcome, you guys. Welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thanks for having us.
This band formed back, I gather, in around 2009 in Detroit, and it was primarily just the two of you, Dan and Josh. How did you first meet?
Well, we knew each other in the Detroit scene back then. He had a band called The Silent Years, and I had a band called The Great Fiction, and we'd go to each other's shows and stuff like that. One day he just called me up and asked if I'd be interested in making a song with him, and so I had a studio in my basement, so he came over, we made a song, and ever since then we just haven't stopped making music, I guess.
Is it true in the early days you weren't really intending for this to be a band? It was more of a project to make music together?
Yeah, I mean, I think we both had other bands, so it wasn't necessarily something we needed to focus on. But I think maybe out of that comes a certain amount of freedom, and sometimes being relaxed can help you make better things.
So how long did it take before you decided, you know, this could actually become something? Maybe we should take this out on the road and start gigging.
I think it was completely an accident the whole time. You know, like we just started playing, and then people came to our shows, and it was just the easiest thing that ever was, as opposed to like pounding it out for 4 years with a band and never really having anything feel like it's working.
Well, I know you've answered this question now hundreds and hundreds of times, but we've got to talk about the band name.
Sure.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. Where did the name come from? Who came up with it?
I think it was just Josh's buddy. I'm not sure if there was an intentions. It was just how we were in the moment. It didn't really matter. You know, we were just making music, and it was about the music, and so we didn't really care about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if we would have known how many times we'd get asked about it, we wouldn't have made it.
Now, is it true that at some point you guys got in touch with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and sort of exchanged messages about using the name?
He's totally cool with it. So if we want to keep it, we can keep it. We can do whatever we want. So that's kind of nice that he's been such a trooper.
Are you NASCAR fans? Is that why that name was in your head already?
No, not at all.
Really?
No.
Have you ever had a chance to play for him yet?
No, but we hope to play. I think he's from South Carolina or North Carolina.
North Carolina.
So maybe when we go through there, he'll come to a show or something.
But maybe he could help hook you up at a NASCAR event somewhere.
That would be great too. They have very passionate fans. So if we can get some of them, that'd be great.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. is my guest live in the JPR studios. Their new album is called The Speed of Things. What do you guys want to play first today?
I guess we'll play If You Didn't See Me, Then You Were on the Dance Floor first.
To blend into this space, you're supposed to stay just long enough to be felt, but you're not there for the noise. You're not scared. Noise. I swear if you didn't see me, you weren't on the dance floor. You should know by now, we're just gonna keep on moving on. We're just gonna keep on the dance floor. And you just gonna keep on moving on. We're just gonna keep on the dance floor. You're supposed to roll your hips in time. You're supposed your age, rewind yours. Suppose to pull me like the sun pulls the earth, but you're not.
That is If You Didn't See Me. It's Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. live on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Coming up later this afternoon, we'll have audio up from today's live session and a great photo gallery at our website, ijpr.org. Dan, Josh, what kind of music were each of you making before your worlds collided with one another?
I don't think that we were making music that was too dissimilar from the music that we're making now, but I think that we had both gotten in projects that had been focused, like very, very focused on in a more narrow way than this one is, just because this time we decided, you know, if we're interested in anything, let's just try and do it and try and use it. And I think when you're in a project that has more people in it, it's just harder to be able to find a broader shared vision, because you have to be so aware of everyone else's specific vision. So I think it ends up sometimes where, you know, the bass player in the band writes the bass parts, and then it's kind of like up to that person's taste as to how the bass goes, or the drummer writes the drum parts. And I think if there's two people that play everything, then you can focus on the song and you can say, well, maybe we should try a bass line that sounds more like this, which is something, you know, that you might not even think would fit in the song.
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned being able to play all sorts of different things, because both of you are multi-instrumentalists, right? Keys for both of you, guitar. Josh, you play some sax on some of the tunes.
Yeah. Well, Daniel's way better at all of the instruments than I am.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Not saxophone.
Not guitar.
I can play a little bit, but.
Are there any things that you guys don't play?
I can't play trumpet. Trumpet's really hard.
I actually can't do saxophone, so I can't do any wind instruments or brass instruments. But so Josh has us there. But
I can play. I can't really play anything with a bow.
Okay. Yeah.
Except the guitar.
Yeah, I've tried to play it with a bow. Okay. It's really hard.
And has that blocked you from finishing some of the songs you wanted to finish? If only I could play a bowed instrument.
Yeah, I just go to Sigaro's concerts and cry.
It's Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. live in the studio here at JPR. Their new album is called The Speed of Things. In general, how do your songs come together? They are so multi-layered, and I've watched you guys online do a bunch of pared-down things, a little bit like you're doing here in the studio. Sometimes it's just a couple of acoustic guitars, and other times on the album it's some acoustic guitar, some electric guitar, some computer layering, some loops. How does this stuff start?
I think for us, the focus is always the song. So we record all our own stuff, and we like to play all these instruments, and those inevitably get into the song because we were able to just do it all ourselves. But we're always focused first on, is this a good song? Does it have interesting lyrics? Can you sing it? And will people enjoy that? You know, do you enjoy it as a song just playing by yourself? So I think that's sort of always our focus, which I think is stemmed from sort of our influences being from Detroit, which is like Motown. We have like Motown and Beatles, I think, are the two bands that we both have most in common with our taste.
I was going to say, not a lot of musicians come through here that don't mention Motown and the Beatles as right. significant influences,
but
right?
I think that's the only...
they're fake, though. They're faking it.
Yeah.
You guys really mean it.
We internalized it.
It's such a high bar. I don't know if there's room for other bands. You know what I mean? That's for me, at least, their songs are so memorable. They seem eternal. And it's like, we put that much effort into like the song, and all the other stuff is great. But it starts with that.
And Josh, you've got an Aaron Neville affinity, I hear.
Oh yeah. His voice is just amazing. I think it started from when I was a kid and I would hear the touch, the feel of cotton.
Yeah.
Like that cotton commercial. I still dream about it. Just his voice, it's so tender.
Do you remember he did a Christmas special with Harry Connick Jr.?
No.
That was incredible. That's the first time I saw him. But as a kid, I just always remembered that like birthmark on his head.
Yep. Me too.
But like, it made him stand out. It made him unique.
It was his thing. Yeah. It's like you have that hair.
Cindy Crawford.
You have that hair now. And think about it. Some kid saw you on TV and is like, that's your thing.
Yeah.
Which is a better thing to have than the thing on your face.
Probably. But for Cindy Crawford, it worked.
Oh, yeah.
I was always amazed that the voice would come out of a guy that looked like a linebacker.
Yeah, right, and he came from like the roughest part of the roughest city in America.
Yeah.
So like apparently like him and all of his brothers, they're like real hard, like they were like gangsters.
Wow.
So yeah. I hear.
They make sweet music.
Yeah, I know.
So after you guys finish these tunes, and there's so many layers to them, and you put them down, the album's gone to mastering, do you have a hard time then pairing them back to a form that you can play them in a pared down session or an acoustic session?
No, I mean, I think if you make a song that works, we were actually just talking about this. We were talking about the Neil Young song Harvest Moon because we were listening to the Poolside like electronic cover of it, and we were talking about the fact that you know it's a great song when someone just strums it on guitar and plays, and then you can like because it's a great song, you could do it any number of ways and it just works. But you know, if it's a bad song or just a song that's like solely based on aesthetic, which a lot of music nowadays is, it's a lot harder to do that with.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. live in the JPR studios playing music from their new album called The Speed of Things. What do you want to do next?
Let's do a haunting.
Badly, I don't want you to be like all the ones before. I don't want it to get back to your sisters and your friends back home. But if you would come back and haunt me, I would swear I heard you talking through the walls again. All night I'd be pretending every noise I heard was just your ghost. To all the thugs and all your crew back home. But if you would come back and haunt me, I could see you stand before me like a hooligan. I could hear you with an understanding unlike any that I've known. I just want my body to be overcome for once. I just want to be possessed by all the spirit that I still don't know. And if you would come back and haunt me, I could feel you running through me like I never did. I could finally know you just the way you always needed to be known. somebody. I just want my body to be overcome for once. I just wanna be possessed by all the spirit that I still don't know. And if you come back and haunt me, I swear I heard you talking through the walls again. All night I keep pretending every noise I heard was just your ghost. Oh,
it's Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. live on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Their new album is called The Speed of Things. Over the last two albums of yours, including the EP that came out, I find your songs to be absolute earworms. And a little earlier, you were talking about doing what you could to just write good songs. When you go into songwriting, are you thinking about trying to create a hook in each song?
I don't think that a hook is something that you can consciously make. You know, I think that it just kind of happens and you notice it. But I think that it's whatever, you know, whatever chords you're playing, whatever song you're playing, it feels natural to have a focal point. And I think that both of us happen to have a talent for making melody that is focal point. And then therefore I think that it kind of translates into a hook. So yeah, I don't know. Is that a confusing answer?
No, that's a good answer. I read that you guys are already working on songs for the next album.
Well, we're always kind of working, but we have a, it's the benefit of having a basement studio. Mm. You know, we can always be doing stuff. We've been working on a mixtape that's going to come out soon. That'll be more of just us trying some different things, and it'll be free, and it'll be, we're trying to figure out how to do it. But there's all sorts of songs, covers and dance tracks, and it's different. But yeah, we're always making stuff, even on the road. So it's just, we're going to put it out there, I guess.
Daniel, I read a story that you were on an episode of Arrested Development.
I was.
How did that come to be?
I guess they liked my look. I don't know. That's what they said. He liked your look.
Had you been going to casting calls and things like that, or?
No. I mean, I've done some TV stuff, or, maybe he liked the band. I didn't really ask him, besides the fact of hearing that he liked my look. He thought it matched what, I guess, a nerdy college dork band, I guess. I don't know, whatever we were.
But when you showed up, you didn't look the way that they thought you were going to look, right?
No, that's what's interesting is I showed up and I can hear him complaining over the walkie-talkie to the girl that's sending him pictures from the wardrobe room. And he's like, this isn't the guy. And they just flew me out. Put me in a nice hotel, and I'm thinking, what the heck? I gotta go. This is gonna be awkward. But I showed up with like way longer hair and no glasses, and so they just had to kind of dial me up. I guess they faked it and put glasses on me, and I guess it worked.
And what was the part, the role that you were?
I was just in Michael Cera's band. I was the lead singer, and we were singing a song called "Balls in the Air," and it was really. We even had a rehearsal the night before. If you can believe it, for a song called Balls in the Air that really didn't require much talent.
So did you guys end up getting any song placement in that show as a result of you being cast on it?
No, they liked his look, but they didn't like mine.
Oh. Before I let you guys go, I want to talk a little bit about Detroit, because obviously over the last few years, Detroit's kind of been through the ringer a little bit. Do you guys get to spend much time back in that area?
Yeah.
Yeah? And any signs of significant recovery? Because we see all sorts of, you know, either online or magazine articles or whatever that talk about abandoned neighborhoods and streets that are now starting to be grown over by weeds and grass and stuff. But what do you guys see being there?
I see it. I see more opportunity than any other city because, you know, if you live in New York or if you're spending time in New York, where are you going to go? New York's already full, and it's still everything that was built in the 1800s is, you know, for the most part still extant. And where you, what are you going to do for new ideas? But Detroit, we have the possibility to make a city of the future because there's so much room to create new things. If you could make a city knowing what we know now, as opposed to knowing what they knew in 1845 or whenever they started building Manhattan. I mean, I think it's kind of a crazy opportunity. And I think people are seeing that too, slowly.
Is there still youth there?
Yeah, more than ever.
Yeah. How about the music scene? What's going on in Detroit musically these days?
Well, there's a lot of different... what's funny is Detroit is very spread out, and so you have little pockets. So there's like musicians that we've played with from Flint, which is like an auto city just outside of Detroit. His name is Tunde. We've played with him, and actually we're having a band when we come back to Detroit and play a show from called Flint Eastwood, and I think some of them are from Flint. So it just kind of, there's little bands in different little pockets, you know, that we seem to find. There's not like a scene. It doesn't seem to me like there is in Portland or Seattle or New York, where like it's one scene and everyone has to, you're either in or out.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different. Like, it's not like that in Detroit. It's spread out.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. is my guest live in the JPR studios here on the Rhythm and News Service. Their new album is called The Speed of Things. Will you guys play one more to go out?
Sure. Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to play a song called Knock Louder.
When all the rain is pouring down and there is no one else around, don't believe that I will ever share my world with anyone but you. If there is water leaking in and all the cracks are wearing thin, don't believe that I will ever share my world with anyone but you. And if they don't hear the dawn, just knock louder. And if they still don't, we'll scream at the top of our lungs. Ooh. We'll scream top of our lungs, and I will never share my world with anyone but you. If you should be first to pass on, even if I am still quite young, don't believe that I will ever give my heart to anyone but you. Sometimes a moment comes along, you've heard about it in a song. Don't believe that I will ever give my heart to anyone but you. Just knock louder. And if they still don't, we'll scream at the top of our lungs. Ooh. We'll scream at the top of our lungs. And I will never give my heart to anyone.
That is Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. live on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio, online at ijpr.org. Again, we'll have audio from today's live session and photos up on our website, www.ijpr.org. Dan, Josh, John, Mike, thanks so much for stopping at JPR.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.